A few years ago, I was fucking this girl. I was fucking her. I'm on basic cable, I get pussy. So, but we're having that crazy, drunken, irresponsible fucking, like we just met, drunk out of our minds, no protection. Like even as we're doing, like, what the fuck are we doing? This is so stupid. But it made the fucking better because it was like Viking sex on a burning ship. Like this is, we're gonna die, yes! So afterward, we're lying there, and she says, we have got to go get a morning after pill right now. There is no way I'm not pregnant. You came in my brain. And I was like, okay. She's very beautiful. So, we go to Planned Parenthood, where my cell phone didn't work. And they went, look, I'm sorry it didn't. I don't know what to tell you. So, they said, look, we can't sell you the pill without a prescription, but you can go across the street to the Costco and they'll just sell it to you over the counter. The fucking Costco! A year's worth of macaroni and cheese, a 50-gallon drum of cran grape juice, or a pill that'll kill a baby. All right! So now we're walking across the parking lot, and out of nowhere, we both have this weird, like, vulnerable moment of regret, where she said, look, I just met you, and you seem really nice. We gotta go do the adult responsible thing, but I could actually see having a kid with you. I know that's a stupid thing to say, but I'm feeling a twinge of regret. I just wanted to let you know that I'm feeling it. And I was like, wow, that's really awesome that you're saying that, because I never thought I'd feel this way, but I could so see having a kid with you. You're beautiful and really original, and I'm feeling some regret. We gotta go do the adult thing, but I'm glad that we can both admit this to each other. And it was this really, like, vulnerable moment of humanity, you know? And then we, okay. I love the guy who's terrified at any kind of silence, like, he better say pussy sooner. Ah! Ah! Fuck me for building a moment. I'd hate to see you at a funeral or a wedding or something, you know? You scared! Oh shit, I'm sorry, man. It was like 20 seconds of quiet. I thought I was gonna shit my pants. I got real scared. My mom told me if it's quiet for more than 50 minutes, then goblins come out of the ground and rape you. So I was trying to protect everybody by yelling. I thought I would scream and make a weird chicken noise, scare the rape goblins away. I'm really sorry, man. I thought it was good. Fucking, oh dude, is everyone okay? Has no one been raped? Then I think I'm right, all right? I think I just saved the whole room. What a dumb douchebag. There's a whole fucking turn. Honestly, it gets really quiet and then boom, it gets loud again. That's how it's like a Pixie song, kind of. You know, like that was what I was going for, but you were just like, ah! I can't make it! I'm gonna be a douchebag forever! I'm being burned onto a CD for eternity being a douchebag! When my body returns to the loam and the cities are but dust, alien civilizations will know that I am a douchebag! They will know the neuromancers walking the wastelands will carry high my standard of douchebaggery. I am one with the gods. So we have this moment of regret. And then we go into the Costco, and 5 minutes after being inside, I was like, where the fuck is that pill? Because if you're ever wondering, should I have a baby? Go to a Walmart or a Kmart on a Sunday and look at these dead-eyed 25-year-olds trudging around with their little broods of failure trailing behind them. You will pay a skinhead to kick your girlfriend in the stomach. That is how bad it is. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Here's a case of Pabst Blue Ribbon. Now sweep the leg, Johnny. Yes. See how it got fucking louder? Literally a moment after you made that fucking noise. You stupid douche nozzle. You truly don't fucking get it, do you? You poor motherfucker. Oh, you're gonna miss everything cool and die angry.